Hello, folks. Chris Daly here again, welcoming to another Jamaican Chat. And this evening we're pleased to have two guests with us this evening. We have Ms. Dionne Bowes. She's a native of Manchester. She holds an MBA from Howard University. She currently works at the Office of Chief Financial Officer of the District of Columbia as a budget officer in the Department of Healthcare Finance. She has lots of passion, especially working with the youth, and she currently spends her time volunteering as one of the directors of Monroe Hampton Alumni Association, D.C., a 501c3 organization incorporated in Maryland. One of the compassionate initiatives, which is going to be the focus of this evening's event, which she'll be discussing with us. We also have Dr. Gary Rue, and he'll be here to give us medical information support. To do our interview this evening, it's always great to have our esteemed co-host, Janice, to enter in the conversation. Janice, take it away.
Thank you, Chris. Dionne and Dr. Rule, it is a pleasure to hear from you on such an important topic. Dionne, I noticed that you're from Howard. We're all Howard alums here. Chris is a Howardite. I'm a Howardite. You're a Howardite. So we come from good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about your Jamaican roots.
Well, I was born in Manchester, and mm-hmm. I'm the ninth of 10 children for my parents, and I attended mm-hmm. Hampton School for Girls in Malvern, St. Elizabeth.
Mm-hmm. And so what motivated you, your immigration journey?
Well, my dad passed away in 1982, and then my mom migrated to New York in 85, and then my younger sister and I moved to New York after I graduated from high school in 89.
I see.
So that's where the journey started.
Yeah, well, you're part of that diaspora, and you seem to have settled into the diaspora. How do you nurture your Jamaican roots?
Well, family is extremely important to me. And so when my mom moved back to Jamaica about 20 years ago, I visit Jamaica a couple times a year.
Mm-hmm.
And also we have a strong Hampton Old Girls Association. So I would mm-hmm. often visit Hampton School also.
Nice.
I keep in touch, yes.
Yeah, so, yeah, my mom, both my parents have turned into snowbirds, so they do go back to Jamaica during the winter, you know? You have invested yourself in the lives of others. What motivates such generosity?
Well, I think it started with my parents.
Mm-hmm.
Growing up, I would see my parents helping everyone in the community, right?
Mm-hmm.
And my home is always open up to basically strangers, young people from my church, anyone who needs help. And so from a very early age, it was instilled in all of us. It's always good to give back.
Yes, it is.
And as a result, I just end up helping others. It's just such a part of me.
That is good. And such good role modeling. So it just shows you how important parents should take a tune to this, wow, because your children do watch you in everything you do. So you are leading out on a new initiative for a young woman, Jaquani Shun. Tell us about her and what motivated your involvement.
Well, our organization, Monroe Hampton Alumni Association, D.C., we have this scholarship initiative that provides scholarships to students from Hampton School and Monroe College, which covers tuition from grade 8 all the way to upper 6, right?
Nice.
And so in 2019, we were introduced to Jaquani when we received a scholarship application from her. And just reading her story, the fact that she was diagnosed with leukemia at age 12, and she
mm-hmm.
spent most of her grade 6 school year at the Bustamante Children's Hospital, undergoing treatment, and because of how resilient she was, we awarded her the scholarship.
Mm-hmm.
And so this spring, we were told that the leukemia returned. And so because we already had this close relationship with her, and I also visited Hampton in November of 2019, where I met Jaquani personally, along with the other students in the program. And so we already have that relationship. So we felt that we had to do every single thing in our powers to help this young lady. She's extremely bright. She's smart. And that's how we became involved.
Well, we have Dr. Rule, who is an oncologist, on the phone. Dr. Rule, would you like to elaborate on what the Jaquani, what the situation is, and a little bit about Jaquani?
Yes, thank you very much. So I'm an internist, and I'm the point of contact with her treating oncologist at the pediatric cancer doctor in Jamaica, and I actually work through the Jamaica diaspora Northeast health sector. So Jaquani has leukemia, that's a blood cancer, and the specific type is called AML, meaning a myeloid leukemia, which, as Dion said, she had it when she was in primary school, went through chemotherapy, did fairly well, and then it came back in the spring of 2020. She went again through another treatment of chemotherapy and is doing very well. So for folks who may want to know, so you know, leukemia is a blood cancer. There are several types, obviously. There is the ALL, which is the lymphocytic, and the myeloid type, which really is a blood cancer that's from the bone marrow that affects your white blood cells. And really what happens is the cancer cell takes over the bone marrow, and persons then end up with bleeding, bruising, bone pain, fever, headache, and are prone to chronic infections. Right now, she's fairly stable. Do you want me to go on? Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah, it just went, go ahead.
Yeah, so right now she's medically stable. So the thing that she needs, where, you know, Dion and the Monroe Hampton Alumni Association D.C. did, they've really been phenomenal in terms of being advocate for her, both in terms of supporting her in school and supporting the medical piece. You know, as you know, healthcare is very complex. When you have somebody in your corner asking the right questions, pushing forward the initiative, that really, really goes a long way. So particularly for her, where she is in her therapy, is that the thing that is life-saving for her is to get a bone marrow transplant. And what is that procedure? You know, when people hear a transplant, they think it means that you're going to be in surgery and they're going to transplant the bones. That's not really what it is. So typically what happens is that where she is now, got chemotherapy, is fairly stable. The life-saving procedure is whereby you get a donor. So somebody donates either their blood cells or their marrow cells, and she has to be matched with that donor. And there's a procedure where you go through where the donor then collects the blood cells, or it could be bone marrow, and then they go through the scientific process, cleaning, making sure it matches appropriately. If it then does, then we would do, it's just like a blood transfusion, basically. Jaquani would go into the hospital in her medical, in a typical medical room. She would have a line placed in, a central line, just a large line that you'd get blood transfusions or medications through. Obviously, you'd make sure that this person who's a donor is completely matched, and it's just like getting a bag, basically bags of blood. She would be there, and the stem cells, which are basically early cells, that then finds their way to the bone marrow and knows basically what to do and form the good blood cells that can help her survive and do really well.
It seems very lengthy, very lengthy. So why is, what can we as the public, what do you want the Jamaican diaspora and anyone who is concerned and wants to do a really good Christmas project? What would you like the public to do?
So there are a couple of things, obviously, that Dion and the Monroe Alumni Association is doing, right? Obviously, we need to fundraise because the cost of that procedure, it's not done in Jamaica. The cost of that procedure is about 108,000 U.S. dollars, and that's just the bottom of it, right? It goes much, much higher mm-hmm. with other procedures that she needs to have done. So obviously, we need to fundraise. The other part of it, though, is even though she's ready for the transplant to get the blood from somebody who matches her, she needs a donor. And what does that mean? When you're a donor, for example, if myself wanted to be a donor, you would join something called the Be The Match. It's a national registry. And if you're interested and you're from the age between 18 to 44, you could be a little bit older, but you would basically call them or register online, bethematch.org. Or call
Did you
them.
Say Viva? Could you spell that again, please?
Yeah. Be The Match. So BETHEMATCH.org.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, so be the match.org. Register yourself if you're interested, healthy and between the ages of 18 to 44. And what they would do then is send you out a kit. And what the kit basically is just for you to swab inside of your cheek, and the instructions there are there, painless, use a swab. Sub inside of your cheeks, you put it back in the envelope, you send it back to them. And then what they will do is they will basically look at your tissue type. And the specific tissue type is a white blood cell tissue type that says you're an HLA match. 7 out of 10 people on the patient side will not find a match within their family. So typically, you have to go outside of that. And so the registry across the globe is a database for persons who potentially could match somebody and help them with a cure. So while we were raising the funds, we also need to find a match for her. So I'd encourage anyone listening to do exactly that. If you're healthy, willing, between 18 to 44, there's some medical conditions that disqualify you, and I can go into that later on if you want.
Go into it now.
I'll go into it now. Okay. Okay. So if there is something, well, you really have to be healthy. So if you have any type of trauma such as or medical conditions like diabetes on insulin, most likely you cannot be a part of the donor. Obviously, age is one of them. Any chronic medical conditions such as cancer, HIV. If you've been a transplant recipient before, you could not be part of that. If you have any type of brain trauma, from whatever reason, those things would disqualify you. So the first step, though, is to do the swab. Well, register, obviously. They'll send you the kit, send it off, and then they have coordinators that will speak with you specifically about some of the things why you could not be the donor. If you then match with Juani or anybody else, you will then go through a second process where you would get a physical exam, make sure you're healthy, you don't have high blood pressure, you're not a diabetic. So they have to be sure that you are medically ready to be a donor, not only for Juani, but really for anybody else who's looking for a bone marrow transplantation.
Nice. So, Dionne, why is it important that the public should support her?
Well, Juani is a very brilliant young lady. She's an aspiring physician. She would like to be a pediatric hematologist oncologist, which is great because that's who's treating her cancer right now.
Exactly.
She's an extremely great student. And what really inspires us is because even though she's doing treatment, when she was doing treatment in the hospital, she was doing online schooling. She was taking her chemistry exams. So because of that, she represents the future of all our Jamaican children. And so we
yes.
must do every single thing in a we possible can to save her life. That's
okay.
why it's so important.
That's true. And how is your family bearing up under this?
Well, Juani is very positive. Whenever I talk to her, she's just looking forward to getting her life back. That's her, in her own words, looking forward to getting the transplant so she could resume a normal, healthy life. And because she has that positive outlook, her mom, Amy, has that same outlook. They're just hoping.
Yeah.
They just can't wait for funding to be available for her to find a match so she could resume her normal life.
Yes. So as you know, whoever's listening, whether you're a Jamaican on the island, in Canada, U.S., U.K., Africa, wherever you are, this is family. So if you can't go to family, who can you go to? So we're asking you to please step to the plate and help. And if you can't do the be a match, we do have a GoFundMe account. So whether it's £5 from the U.K., 5 loonies from the Canada, or $5 from the U.S., that's lunch, not even lunch. It's a snack and a pop that you probably don't need. So you could donate that. Tell them about the GoFundMe account.
Sure. The chapter started the GoFundMe account in August after speaking with Amy, Jaquani's mom. And the GoFundMe is Jaquani Chung Fights with Leukemia. That's Jaquani Chung Fights with Leukemia. And it's organized by the chapter, namely me.
Okay. You're doing an excellent job. And with you and Dr. Rule and such a positive time of the year, it is Christmas. So we're asking the community to step up to the plate. This can be your gift, your a tremendous Christmas gift. And like I say, it's your lunch money, you know. So it's your lotto money. If we all have, if some of us have vices, just make that donation to the GoFundMe account. So, Dr. Rule, in closing, do you have anything that you would like the public to know about Jaquani or leukemia?
Yeah, so I'm impressed by Jaquani. I think she's a warrior. I think that she has, you know, met every single challenge put forward with her with dignity and grace. And what we're offering her is a life-saving procedure. I'd say that again. It's a life-saving procedure. She needs the funds. Whatever you can spare, please do that. And also go to BeTheMatch.org. And please become a donor for her and for somebody else. It's life-saving.
Nice. And Dion, do you have any final words?
Sure. My biggest Christmas wish is that we will raise the funds for Jaquani. We'll find a donor for her and that she resume a normal life. That's the only thing I want for Christmas. I want everybody to be safe. And I
healthy.
Also wanted to get her bone marrow transplant.
Nice. So to learn more about Chris Daly, visit Digital to Grow. To learn more about Jamaican Diaspora, visit JamaicanDiaspora.com. To learn, go on the GoFundMe account and type in that name. Tell us that name again, Dion.
Jaquani Chung Fights with Leukemia.
That's right.
Quani Chung Fights with Leukemia.
There you go. Okay, and to learn more about what Dion is doing, you visit munrohamptondc.org. So you could visit that website and learn more about what that chapter is doing. And we wish all the entire world, the entire community, the best Christmas. Let's have that really positive Christmas for one of our own. She's our future, guys. So let's step to the plate and let Jaquani have a positive Christmas. Thank you so much for spending some time with us. Bye now.